Arrests in Turkey today and claims of responsibility for yesterday's bombing attacks in Istanbul. Turkish officials announced they have detained several people suspected in the twin bombings that killed at least 27 people. And a group that says it's affiliated with Al-Qaeda claimed responsibility, saying that the British Consul General, Roger Short, was specifically targeted. Meanwhile, residents of Istanbul started to clear rubble and debris from the streets around the British Consulate and the HSBC Bank. NPR's Guy Raz is in Istanbul, and he sent us this report.
Çay Dışişleri Cafe is closed for business today. Sujadin Güler, the proprietor, is sweeping up. The force of yesterday's blast at the British consulate blew out the windows and lights inside his cafe around the corner. This afternoon, he talks with a mixture of bitterness and outright fear.
Terrorist organizations are supposed to fight against their enemies, not innocent people. I have at least 2 billion Turkish liras in damage here. How can I live like this?
The British consulate is in the heart of Taksim, a charming part of town lined with Ottoman-era storefronts and facades. There is a palpable sense of confusion here, particularly because Taksim is the historical center of Istanbul's multicultural society. But Basri Sever says something's changed in Turkey recently. A fragmentation of the society, he says.
We are shopkeepers. We haven't seen anything like this. We don't know discrimination against Jews or Christians or Greeks. I'm 75 years old and I've never seen anything like this. We are all from the same country, but recently something has happened in this country, probably influenced by events outside Turkey.
Standing a few steps from Sever, a group of young men have also come to see the remains of the consulate. Anger and suspicion towards America are running high in Turkey nowadays. Perhaps, then, it's no surprise that 35-year-old Mehmet Şirin and his friends all see a conspiracy at work.
How do you know this was done by Muslims? I think this was done by Israeli Mossad agents working with the Americans and the British. I think these countries are trying to force Turkey to work with them.
Down the road on the İstiklal, one of Istanbul's famous walking streets, life seems pretty normal. Yesterday, chaos reigned. Today, the trams are running, the street is packed with shoppers again, and most Turks, while shaken, take some comfort in the knowledge that the terrorists were not targeting them directly. İlter Turan, a professor of politics at Istanbul Bilgi University, explains.
These are people that have sort of looked at the world and probably decided that Turkey was a vulnerable target. And if, in fact, the particular conditions in Britain lent themselves to it, they would do it there.
There is a growing view among Turkish security officials that Al-Qaeda was almost certainly involved, though it's still impossible to confirm. Turkish involvement hasn't yet been confirmed either in yesterday's attacks, but investigators are assuming Turkish radicals carried out the bombings with the aid of a foreign group like Al-Qaeda. In a country where militant Islam has never been tolerated, some Turks are asking how their own could have been involved. A relatively minor Turkish militant group, calling itself the Islamic Great Eastern Raiders Front, took shared responsibility for Saturday's synagogue attacks, which killed 23 people. Professor İlter Turan says the Turkish public was aware of the group's existence, but unprepared for its alleged actions.
People maybe were not aware that some of these groups had lost their human touch and that maybe marginal as and radical as they were still a part of the society to such an extent that they would not inflict such damage on their own people. They were obviously wrong.
And Istanbul security officials now say they won't take any more chances. Vacation leave is now indefinitely suspended for all police officers in the city. Guy Raz, NPR News, Istanbul.